This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Developing Islamic Lifestyle through Shahr Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us of how to shape our lives and develop Islamic lifestyle through the blessings of the blessed month of Ramadan. Let's learn from the best. Prophet says, be humble to the orphans of other people so that your orphans would be humbled. Brothers and sisters, we are all going to die one day. And many of us, we're going to leave behind our orphans. There are some other people who have left this world and their orphans are waiting for you to take care of them. Especially the less fortunate ones who don't have the basic necessities of life. This is the month of realization, the month of taking that step towards serving humanity. And then you will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of your orphans when you depart from this world. It's a cycle, and no one is exempted from it. Prophet says, repent to Allah from your sins and raise your hands to Him for praying in your prayers time. You know, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with clean heart, with sincere motives, and ask Him. Ask Him for the guidance. The Prophet continues, since it's the best time that Allah will be looking at His servants with mercy. You know, like we mentioned before, yes, Allah is merciful 24/7 and 365 days a year. But this specific month, the holy month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us that He opens up the doors of His mercy. You know, this is that opportunity that we are witnessing in our lifetimes. He answers when He is whispered to, and grants when He is called upon, and responds when He is requested for. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing how to develop an Islamic lifestyle, an Islamic viewpoint through Shahr Ramadan. And we said that this is the best time of the year where we can circle back to the real Islam. We can go back to the divine teachings of Allah and His Messenger. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O you people, verily, your spirit is held in pledge of your deeds. Release it then by asking for forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, how many shortcomings do we have? How many flaws do we possess? How many things that we neglected throughout the year and we fell short of the desired way of life? Now is the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us again to amend our affairs, to rectify our affairs. And this month, let's pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make a commitment to make at least a few changes in our lives that will bring us closer to the desired state. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, your back is heavy from your sins. Lighten it by your long prostrations. Again, you know, those long prostrations are going to lift off the burden from your shoulders, the burden of your own shortcomings, of your own sins, of your own neglects. Acknowledge that Allah the Almighty promised in the name of His Majesty that He would not punish those who pray and prostrate. nor does he frighten them by the fire of hell in the hereafter. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.